Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Martin Churchhouse's CEO at Kairos Mineral Resources. How are you today, Martin?
Hi there, Zach.
Right, you've got some news for us today, sort of probably the first big news from Kairos that we've been treated to. What's going on?
I'm pleased to tell you that we've had an unsolicited approach from Jubilee Metals, and we've signed a binding exclusive option agreement, which allows Jubilee to review all of our projects and look at converting some of our mining assets into projects under a future JV arrangement. For us, obviously, it's potentially a transformational arrangement. It's pretty unusual for a sub 10 million market cap company like us to enter into an agreement of this nature with an established mid-tier operator. And it does give us access to expertise that we couldn't possibly have put together ourselves, particularly as we've only been trading for just over 6 weeks now. The focus, as you know, I'm sure, Jubilee's focus is on metals processing and recovery, and they tend to typically sort of strategically partner with mining companies to establish sort of metal recovery projects, ostensibly from mine waste, and that fits ideally, obviously, in with our one of our elements of our strategy, which is our brownfield portfolio. With our large quantities of waste and ore stockpiles, tailings and metal-bearing surface materials, which have got residual copper and gold in them. And this arrangement or this option agreement, should it progress to JVs, allows us to sort of monetize the surface material by extracting metals from the waste that we have. So it's an ideal opportunity for us to apply our waste to revenue sort of philosophy that we've sort of adopted. The timing is good, of course, because copper is on a 10-year high, and that's underpinned by the sort of increasing demand from the acceleration of that clean energy transition, and the gold price seems to be holding firm.
Well, I did say in the Sunday Roast interview that we did a couple of weeks ago that £7 or 8 million for three licenses seemed to be quite a good deal, and obviously Jubilee had the same kind of idea as well. But is the relationship, is it sort of Jubilee's a sugar daddy, or how would you describe the relationship at this stage?
It's in terms of the structure of the agreement at the moment. All operating costs are going to be met by Jubilee. Initially, we'll have the option for a sort of 6 month duration, and as I said, it's exclusive, and it allows Jubilee to sort of convert any number of projects into JVs. So Jubilee will ultimately design, finance, execute construction, and manage processing of feedstocks, and each of the JVs will operate on a profit sharing basis. I know when I spoke to you before on Sunday Roast, one of the things that I particularly like about some of our assets are these sort of modest size but extremely high grade pods and lenses that we've got that are they're hard rock resources, but they're relatively close to surface and easily accessible. The thing with this agreement that we have with Jubilee is that it's not just restricted to the surface materials. So we've got scope to actually deliver hard rock ore for processing as well. We can basically continue in parallel developing our sort of new copper gold resources at the same time as we're generating revenue from reprocessing, which is of course ideal for us. To sort of put it all into context, in terms of what the deal means for the company. As I've said, you know, it all fits in perfectly with our brownfield strategy. We can reprocess all those metal bearing surface materials that we believe we have in our licenses. We can carry on, discovering and developing new copper gold resources at the same time. As I mentioned just now, it also means that we can tap into these high and very high grade moderate sized pods and lenses that we have on a number of the licenses. But it's because we're going to be sort of funded through the process. It also means that sort of project development risk is pretty much gone. We now think that we have a low technical risk, obviously, because we've access to all of the Jubilee expertise. There's no strain on our treasury. And it does mean that I think we'll probably end up spending our treasury even more wisely because we'll actually be guided to focus on those waste materials that are most likely to deliver value. So all in all, it's a wonderful opportunity for us.
So basically, Caris is de-risked in a material way, and you can get on with the job of proving up your assets.
Precisely. Yeah, exactly that.
And without Jubilee, would it have been a sort of a longer process, a more difficult process, you think?
It would certainly have been a longer process, and I think we would have probably ended up being less ambitious. It's having Jubilee as a partner there, it does mean, you know, potentially that we can look at multiple projects in parallel. And that may have been a challenge for us if we were doing it ourselves.
Right. And just finally, does it also mean that you can maybe look for new projects as well in the area?
Absolutely. It, very much so. And that's something that we've been, even before we signed the option agreement, that's something that we've been actively pursuing. So, we're certainly looking for more resources that fit the overall strategy.
Martin Churchhouse, CEO at Caris Mineral Resources, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.